Ciao a tutti, benvenuti su italianpod101.com.
Hello and welcome to Culture Class, Italian Superstitions and Beliefs, Lesson 4, Breaking a Mirror and a Little Red Horn. I'm Becky and I'm joined by Daniele.
Ciao. Hi, I'm Daniele.
In this lesson, we'll talk about two common superstitions in Italy. The first superstition is about bad luck. What's the superstition called in Italian?
Rompere uno specchio.
Which literally means breaking a mirror. Daniele, can you repeat the Italian phrase again?
Rompere uno specchio. Rompere uno specchio.
In Italy, it's believed that if you break a mirror, you'll have 7 years of bad luck.
I broke one when I was a child, and I was terrified. But I don't know where this superstition comes from.
One possible explanation is in ancient Rome. The Romans believed that when a person looked into a mirror, their soul was transferred into it.
As a result, if the mirror was damaged, the soul would be damaged too.
More likely, it's because mirrors were once very precious, and breaking one was a heavy loss. By the way, did you have 7 years of bad luck after breaking the mirror?
No, I don't think so.
The second superstition is about good luck. What's the superstition about, and what's it called in Italian?
Cornetto rosso.
Which literally means little red horn. Let's hear it in Italian again.
Cornetto rosso. Cornetto rosso.
Another superstition with horns.
In Italy, especially in the south, a little horn is considered an amulet of good luck.
I think I've seen it. It resembles a chili pepper and it's usually red.
Right. It can also be made of gold or silver.
People may wear it for protection against the evil eye or hang it in the car to prevent accidents.
Right. A friend of mine collects these horns, and he has some in his car, too.
There you have it, two Italian superstitions. Are they similar to any of your country's superstitions? Let us know in the comments.
A presto!